He can take Govardhan on his finger, but he could not even shake that pot. Then he tried to make a hole on the upper side, but it was so thick, the pot. But in the bottom, it is so very fine. So he knew this fact, and he at once did a hole in the bottom, so that all yogurt things poured.
So after he'd done his mischief, and understanding that he was going to get chastised for it, so then he went off and went off to hide. So then Mother Yashoda, she came back, and then she saw that all the yogurt that is just dripping out from the pot. So she immediately understands that, oh, it's Krishna, naughty Krishna's done this. So then she goes to looking for Krishna. Then she finds Krishna. Oh, she goes to look for Krishna. Meantime, Krishna has gone to another house with his friends and the monkeys, and he's got a grinding mortar. He's turned it upside down and gotten on top, and he's starting to feed all the different monkeys. He's taking a little bit, feeding, and then the monkeys.
Why two monkeys?
Huh?
Why two monkeys?
Because those same monkeys, and previously they were with Krishna when Krishna was in manifested as Lord Ramachandra, and at that time those monkeys they came and they helped Krishna in the battle, and they didn't have anything to eat. They performed all kinds of austerities, and Lord Ram, he did not repay them with any food. Mm-hmm. So now Krishna is thinking that now these same monkeys, they've done all this austerity, so now let me feed them. So he was feeding the monkeys, and the monkeys, you know, monkeys.
Also, there is a hidden thing. Krishna is thinking. Krishna giving a teaching and lesson to all, that the curd and the makkhan, which is not sweet, it should be given to monkeys and animals and all these things. Only sweet love, affection I will take. Those who are bitter, only anyone loves Krishna for his own gain, then Krishna gives this to monkeys like that. I will not taste. Understand this fact, what I am telling? And sweet means only for devotion of Krishna. If we will give our heart, everything, then it is so sweet, then Krishna can taste it. Otherwise not. So bitter means the bhakti mixed with jnana and karma. No? It is bitter. If anything we want, worldly thing, then it bhakti is mixed and it becomes bitter. So Krishna is giving like this, giving this teaching. Go on.
So the monkeys, as monkeys, their habit is when they're doing something, they always look, they know who's behind them, very, very quick. So the monkeys, they saw Mother Yashoda coming, she coming with her stick, and they just fled. And Krishna, he was still going to feed, but there was no hands taking. So then he looked around, and then he saw Mother Yashoda coming. Mother Yashoda's angry, stern look coming towards him. So Krishna, very, very fearful, he jumped off of the grinding mortar, and then he started to run. So, explain that Krishna, he's running from Mother Yashoda, but he's not running away just in a straight line, but he's running in a zigzag way, like this, trying to avoid Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda, she's, it's explained that she has very thin waist, but big hips, and she's running after him, but she's starting to perspire. She has some flour. Braids are coming loose, flowers are starting to drop, and she's running and trying to catch Krishna, but she's not really coming so close, but she has this determination that
even
I must catch him.
The yogis, by mind, they cannot touch the lotus feet of Krishna. Jarasandha Kaljaman, they could not follow Krishna and they could not touch Krishna. Even Sanak Sanandar Sanatan, by mind they cannot touch Krishna. But this Yashoda, being a gopi, some fatness was there, but still she ran more than Krishna. What is the meaning? His affection to Krishna was more than affection of Krishna to her mother. Understand what I told? Again repeat.
You said that.
That is why she cried so.
You said that even though Mother Yashoda, she was a little bit fatty, but she was able to run faster than Krishna because her affection towards Krishna was greater than his affection towards her.
This Krishna cannot be touched by Jarasandha, Kaliyajaman and all other yogis. But Yashoda quickly ran and catch hold of Krishna. Then after.
So, when finally she caught Krishna and she was, Krishna, she had the stick in her hand. Krishna was very fearful. He's the tears coming from his eyes, and at the same time he's rubbing his eyes with his hands, and the tears are falling down. And in a very fearful way, he asked his mother to throw away the stick. So then she realizes that she has the stick, and she throws away the stick. And then she decides that she's going to, deal with this naughty child and bind him up with ropes. So she gets some ropes.
Yashoda told, I will teach you a lesson. No, no, mother, don't do so. Don't do so. And see, he began to be. Then why you broke the pot? I have never break the pot. Who broke? You yourself. How? When you were running so fast, your ankle was touched in
the bottom part.
Bottom part. And it was broken. You could not saw back because you were hurried. But I was. Then she told that, oh, you are a very big thief. Very naughty and thief. Mother, I am not thief. In my dynasty of Nanda Baba, never thief. But it may be that in your dynasty, so many thieves are there. Life is doing so much.
So she was thinking that, yes, I must bind him up to teach him a lesson. So she got some rope and she tried to bind up Krishna, but the rope was too short. It was
No, rope was so long.
The rope was so long, but it came 2 inches too short.
Two fingers.
She could not wrap one time even. She tightened another. And it became 1 mile, more than 1 mile. But even
2 fingers
short. Not one time also it was. Then?
So?
All gopis were clapping. That Brahma means creator, has not written here of Krishna that he will be binded. Never he will be binded. If you try from morning to sunset, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, years and years, you cannot bind. And they began to talk. Then Yashoda was so worried. Even being a boy from my home, and I cannot tighten him. His mouth became red, his face. And she, the tears were what dancing in his eyes. And she was so worried. At the same time, she prayed for Narayan. Oh, Narayan, keep my shame. Mari lajja ko rakhiye. Why I should not try my child? So please be helpful to me. At once Krishna knew this fact and he became
bound.
What are the two fingers were there?
The two fingers represent sadhana and kripa, mercy. Gurudev, he gives the explanation of Ramanuj Sampradaya that you have two parties. One is kitten logic and the other is monkey logic. The one group, they say that by sadhana, then one will be able to achieve the ultimate goal of life. So that is like the monkey. The monkey holds on to the mother from underneath, and the mother jumps here and there all over the place. We see in Vrindavan, Mathura, so many monkeys. And if the baby monkey ever falls from the mother, then the mother will never pick up the monkey, because see that baby, the mother will think that this baby has become this baby is unfit, not qualified. And then the other school of logic is kitten logic, where they feel themselves completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord, just as the cat grabs the kitten in the mouth and goes here and there, and the kitten is just limp and just completely dependent on the mother. So Gurudev is explaining, but we take both, that there should be sadhana, that there should be endeavor. That endeavor should be there, where one is, just as Mother Yashoda herself also is showing, this determination that I must catch Krishna. So similarly, we should have that determination despite so many obstacles, the mind going here and there, bad karma, this, that, so many things that still, you know, that we have no sukriti, this and that, we have a tendency to talk or laugh or joke, but still I must catch Krishna by this sadhana. But then at the same time, we should understand that by the sadhana alone, that we cannot actually catch Krishna. But we have to receive the mercy, the kripa. But by showing the sincerity and purpose in performing the sadhana, then this this melts the kripa shakti. This melts Krishna's heart. Or most specifically, it melts the heart of Gurudev. And when by Gurudev's mercy, because he's carrying the kripa, that's why Guru is called Krishna Kripa Sri Murti, that he is the manifested form of Krishna's kripa. And by seeing the sincerity of purpose in the devotee, then he bestows the mercy by which one can bind up Krishna with the rope of love. So this is signifying...
Actually, Krishna thought that if Yashoda, my ma, binds me, then I cannot play with boys out of home. All the Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham, Sto, Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun are waiting for me. So I cannot play with them. Secondly, all the cows are waiting for Krishna, that when Krishna will come, then anyone can take my milk, otherwise not. Cows were there, but they were not giving milk to them, also to cows. They were by blacks beating them.
Kicking by legs.
Kicking. Coughs also. When Krishna will come, then they can give milk. So all the cows full of milk in their breasts, all are crying, Krishna, Krishna. So how it can be? They will not give and they will die, the cows, if they are not milked. So I must go there and all the cows will die if I am not going there. And all the Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, a very little child of 2 years, also waiting to play with Krishna. So if Yashoda Mai will bind me, I cannot play all these roles. So I should not be binded. At once Yogamaya came. Rope was going long and Krishna, this bulb was very little, like 12 fingers, but yet it was not complete. But when Krishna is powerful, lakhs and lakhs powers are in energy and shaktis are there. But in these all kinds of power, Krishna Kripa Shakti is prominent than all. So when Krishna saw that my mother is going to weep and her mouth has become reddish and she is in so much shame for their gopis. Their gopis are clapping hands. They are laughing. And Yashoda Ma was so in shame. So seeing the face of Yashoda and working hard to bind him, so at once Kripa Shakti came and Krishna's heart was melted and easily by only the rope of bending hairs she took Krishna and she binds Krishna also in Udukhal. Udukhal, you know?
Grinding mortar.
Mortar. She binds it. Krishna was weeping. No? Tears with kajal. Black kajals were coming. So Ganga and Jamuna was flowing there. And he was too. Very long, long. And Trivali was so beautiful. He was weeping but so sweet. If anyone see Krishna weeping, they will feel that, oh, very sweet. This face of Krishna, this mood of Krishna, the body of Krishna at that time, pairing with mother, weeping, and here naked. Oh, Namami Swaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Tajamana Jasoda Dhyo Malkalava Paramrishta Matyan Namami Ishwara. Shatabrat Muni is praying that all that very shape, that very face, when you are weeping, tears here, and taking long, long prayers, I want that you should come in my heart. So this is Damodar Lila. So many, all other things are so sweet. The movement of the Krishna is sweet. Looking to anyone crooked, eyes are so sweet. Krishna pastimes are sweet. Krishna mother is sweet. Krishna gopis are sweet. Krishna braj is sweet. Everything sweet of Krishna is sweet. Gaur Pramananda. What, another story?
Oh, Kaliya.
Huh?
Kaliya.
In brief. I think our classes is very good one.
Yes.
More than any day.
Yes.
For you, because I am speaking in English. But lame English. Crooked English.
But very sweet English.
Go on.
So as
आपके घर पर देखे ये भागवत है.
So as Krishna began to grow up and he reached his Paugandha age, then he began to herd all of the cows, the calves, and they used to play every day on the banks of the Jamuna River. And Krishna and the cowherd boys played so many different games, always jumping here and there, imitating all the different animals in the forest, like this.
Bring your sister. Go on.
So, they used to play along the bank of the Jamuna River, all the cows and the calves and Krishna and the cowherd boys. So then, one day, there was a serpent who had come to the Jamuna River bank. This serpent had many heads. It was a very fierce-looking serpent.
I will catch hold of you. And I will give you to Krishna. Go on.
So this serpent came, and actually, there was a pastime that took place before this. Previously in Satya Yuga, Garud, the bird carrier of Vishnu, had flown over Vraja and had taken some nectar and put it on one kadamba tree. He put it there because he knew in the future Krishna would use this tree in his pastimes. So this he also had a battle with Kaliya, and Kaliya had been sent away. So Kaliya took shelter in the area where the Jamuna River was flowing. So because he was present in the Jamuna River, the waters of the Jamuna became very poisonous. And one day, some of the calves came, and the cowherd boys, and they drank the waters of the Jamuna River, because every day when they were playing, they would drink the waters of the Jamuna. So some of them actually died on the bank of the Jamuna River. I'm making sure that this is the correct pastime, because I asked Naveen Prabhu before the details. He said there's another particular pastime that took place. At any rate, when Krishna came there to the bank of the Jamuna, he saw that his cowherd friends and the calves had died. So he became very concerned and he brought them back to life.
Go out of. Go at once.
So this Kaliya serpent was in the Jamuna River, and Krishna decided that he would defeat this serpent. So he climbed up into the kadamba tree. And when he climbed up into the tree, he was standing there and he adjusted his belt, just like if a person is about to wrestle, then they will tie their dhoti and tie their clothing. So Krishna very artistically tied his belt.
Why the cowherd boys could not follow him, and why they could not come and run on the tree? Because Krishna told that, oh, you should be here.
Oh.
I'm going there, and there is this something hidden, nectar
in the tree.
There. I'm going, and you cannot search that nectar. But I am going and taking it, and I will give here coming, so you should stop here. So Krishna came along.
So when Krishna was in the tree, then he was preparing himself to jump into the Jamuna River, and he dove into the Jamuna, and the whole water of the Jamuna came up as if a very, very heavy object had fallen into it, went high up into the sky, and even overflowed the banks, although Krishna was just a little boy. So then Krishna began to swim out to where Kaliya was. Kaliya came out and looked toward Krishna. So then Kaliya began to circle. Krishna began to swim, and Kaliya was swimming towards Krishna, and they both began to circle around and around. And suddenly, Kaliya grabbed Krishna in his coils. He had many, many tentacles and coils. And he grabbed Krishna in his coils and began to squeeze him. And Krishna was allowing himself to be squeezed like this. And at that time, someone had gone and told all of the Vrajavasis that Krishna was in this predicament. So they came running to the bank of the Jamuna, and Baladev Prabhu was there. But Baladev Prabhu knows everything. So he checked all of them. Otherwise, they would have immediately dove into the Jamuna River and gone to try and help Krishna. But he checked them. So they were staying there on the side of the Jamuna River bank. And Krishna was in the coils of the serpent for a very long time. And Mother Yashoda...
Baladev did some ishara. Ishara? Signal by his eyes. Don't play more, otherwise all will die.
Yes.
When he got signal, then he... What did?
Then at that time, when Krishna was given the signal by Baladev Prabhu that they could no longer tolerate any further, they will die at that point, then he expanded his body and slipped out of the coils and jumped up on top of the heads. Kaliya serpent had many heads.
1,000
heads. So he jumped up on the heads, and then he began to dance, very beautifully dancing, and as he was dancing with his lotus feet, he began to kick all of the heads of the Kaliya serpent. And the Kaliya serpent was trying very much to bite Krishna, but Krishna was defeating him. He was kicking his heads, kicking more and more, and the Kaliya serpent began to vomit poison because Krishna's lotus feet were kicking his heads. So then, as he was vomiting this poison, he became more and more tired, more and more tired. And finally...
Blood was coming by kicking of Krishna.
And blood was also coming. So he was getting to the point where practically he was going to die. And then at that time, he began to also think... He was actually becoming purified by this kicking. All of his sinful reactions and sinful nature and tendencies were coming out. So then... His wives, called the Nagapatnis, arrived there on the scene, and they began to pray to Krishna that
they were thinking that the husband who is not serving Krishna, he should die. We don't want to have a relation with just such a husband who is quarreling Krishna and wanting to die to Krishna. So we pray Bhagavan that he should die. But when the Kaliya felt that this boy is more stronger than Garuda, so I think this child is not a child. But my wife used to tell me that, Krishna is Bhagavan. So now I'm thinking that he is Narayan perhaps. So I'm taking the shelter of Narayan. He should be pleased to me, forgive me. And when he was doing so, then Nagpatni knew this fact. And then, now he is corrected. Now he has become pure. So we should pray Krishna that our husband should be saved. So now they are praying.
So they came there and they began to offer their prayers to Krishna that, please allow our husband to live, and he is trying to surrender to you. So then at that time Krishna became very merciful.
What a special prayer? Any? You know?
Palalan
ki jagah tum usko explain karo.
Lakshmi ke liye ki jiska Lakshmi.
Oh, how fortunate my husband is Kaliya. He has never done anything. Never chanted, never remembered, not served he had not done any goldfish activity. But why, how? He is so fortunate that the feet dust of Narayan, Krishna, even it is not, it is rare for Lakshmi, rare for anyone, Brahma, Shankar. And how he gets easily that Krishna is dancing on his hopes. Though Kali does not want to take the feet dust, but Krishna mercifully giving, well, without any, though he does not want, but forcibly he is giving this. So how fortunate this. We are not fortunate like this. Brahma and Shankara are not fortunate that Kali is fortunate. Oh Krishna, now he is pure, he has taken your feet dust. Now everything, bad thing has gone, so please try to save my husband.
And then after they completed their offering of prayers, Krishna took pity on Kaliya and he told him that he should leave the Jamuna River area, and he directed him to go to another place to live. And then Krishna...
Kaliya told, if I am going anywhere, Garuda will kill me. So how can I go? That is why I am hidden here. Krishna told, I am giving my lotus feet. What?
On your heads?
No.
Oh.
Any chinna,
sign.
Any shine.